Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar. The Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker will be closed on Monday, January 19, 2026, in observance of the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. In order to receive prompt service with minimal wait times, please contact us on Thursday or Friday of that same week, between the hours of 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling from a provider's office, agency, or a nursing facility, please press 2. If you are calling about the LIFE program, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264 or email the information to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. If you want to complete the application online, please go to compass.state.pa.us. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert to contact you to begin the other parts of your application. If you want us to send you a paper financial eligibility application or talk to a representative, please stay on the line. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about a current application, press 2. If you would like to schedule an intake visit, press 3. Please enter your case number followed by the pound sign. You can find your case number in the upper right-hand corner of letters you have received from the IEB.
I don't have this number.
If you do not have your case number, please press 1 to be transferred to a representative to obtain your case number. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Department. My name is Shaquana. Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
Hi, my name is Naftali. I'm calling together with the patient, Robin Avisol.
I can barely hear you. You sound very far away from the phone.
Sorry for that. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Can I have your first and last name again, please?
Naftali Winkler.
Okay. And did you say you were calling for yourself or for someone else?
I'm calling from Family First Care, and I have the patient with me on the line, Robin Abersold.
Okay. Does the applicant have a Harmony ID, or can you spell the applicant's first and last name?
Robin, do you have the ID?
The ID? Let's see. I don't think so.
Can you spell your first and last name for me, please?
R-O-B-I-N Abersold, A-B-E-R-S-O-L-D.
And your date of birth?
10-28-60.
Sorry, can you spell your first and last name for me as well, please?
Me?
Yes.
Naftali Winkler. N-A-F-T-A-L-I. Last name, Winkler, W-I-N-K-L-E-R.
Can you give me your phone number if we were to get disconnected?
So my phone number is 845. I'm sorry. My phone number is 267-551. 7445.
Are we still connected?
Yes, I think so.
I think it's all said about.
Are you still with us?
I'm still here. So I just need to make another appointment?
Let's hear it from her.
Trying to find your fuck ass with
Hello, hello?
Hello. I'm here. We still connected to the third party?
I hope so. Still connected. I don't know what's going on. I also don't know. Hello, can you hear us? Hello?
Billy May.
I wasn't seeing that she's here. I'm gonna remove the call.